State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here once again with us. Yes, we appreciate you guys always. I have to tell you that.
Yes.
Every time.
Every time. Because, you know, they could all of a sudden not appreciate us anymore.
They have choices. They could not appreciate us and they have choices. They can listen to other things and do other things. And so the fact that you chose to listen to us
is great. I want them to listen to other things so that they can be reminded of how great we are. We're amazing.
Right.
So I think. Anyway.
Yeah, that's good to keep the perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, I like
so that. So should we say that we're in a new location?
Sure.
Okay.
Because we are.
Yeah. We're not in Robin's house today. We are in a new studio location.
Yes, we are. We are trying something new and different.
Yes.
So we'll see how it goes.
It's been a little rocky this morning, I must say.
Yeah.
But we're trying to figure this thing out. But you can see us on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah, you can see our new location on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, don't forget that we are... So that's reminding people we have a YouTube. Right,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, Carly, I think somebody reminded me that we need to upload some more videos.
Yeah, of course.
Are we up to date on YouTube?
Carly?
We're a little behind.
Carly says she's one behind. Carly, we pay you the big bucks, honey, and we should not be behind. Anyway.
We're a little behind.
We also have our Patreon.
Yes.
So get into it. Okay, I didn't know. I was watching, I think Amanda Seals or somebody, and they said they're like a certain level of Patreon. I didn't know Patreon had like, you work up to like these different levels.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, I don't know.
I think we're at the bottom of the barrel of the Patreon.
Yeah. I think we're just kind of like coasting by. But I think there are people who make... I don't say a living off of Patreon, but
yes.
I think they put a lot of energy
and effort and content into Patreon.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we're on the baby tier, which is, you know.
Right. Well, baby tier is very affordable.
Yeah, extremely affordable.
Get into the baby tier.
Okay, while we're shouting all our things, uh-huh. We have forgotten, like, the past few weeks to let the people know that the website has been restocked.
What? What?
With hoodies and t-shirts and merch.
Wait a minute. Okay, Taylor, you're going to need to put in some dun, 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 dun. Robin has restocked the inventory of Reasonably Shady merch.
I forgot
merch.
To tell you that. Like, this has been a couple more weeks than that now.
And,
yeah.
And you uploaded this, all the pictures and stuff on the website?
Well, we folded, we restocked, we added the more.
Okay,
the additional pieces to the inventory. I still, though, need to put the blue ones on the website. I keep forgetting to do
that.
Okay,
well, we have blue ones.
But I don't have that many. But still, when the blue ones go up, buy them because it's not that many.
Okay, so reasonablyshady.com, yeah. Right? Get into it, people. Yes. Reasonablyshady.com. We have finally some inventory and some things that you can purchase.
Yes.
We got like mugs and paddles and hoodies.
Paddles, hoodies.
And hats and t-shirts. Some things. Okay, I'm very excited, Robin.
The mugs are almost sold out. I'm not sure if I want to restock them.
So. Okay. We have stuff, guys. Just
I love
go check
mugs.
It out.
I use my mugs every day.
ReasonablyShady.com. I use my mug, too.
Yeah.
Now, the people can't use the mug because they can't buy it. Because Robin don't want to
well,
have
they hurry
more.
Up and get it before it sells out.
Okay, true
It's a
story.
Limited edition now.
Limited edition. Okay, so you have a Reasonably Shady moment?
I do. Okay. So, you know, I've been, like, working with a nutritionist for... You know, over a year now, doing like all different types of testing and just learning more about my body and my deficiencies and all that type of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And taking supplements. So we recently did a food allergy sensitivity test.
Wow, you're really taking this seriously.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
I've taken like blood work, 3 rounds of blood work, like all this, you know, all this stuff, right? My hormones. So this time we did the food allergy and sensitivity test.
Okay.
My results came back. I'm like, I might as well just not eat anything ever again.
So what are you allergic to?
Okay, this is the craziest thing because I eat these things every day.
That you're allergic to?
That I'm allergic to.
Okay.
Eggs. I'm allergic to eggs.
So, okay. So what is the reaction to the eggs?
I don't know.
So you're not allergic?
But I am. Okay. So I am moderately allergic to eggs. I don't have a huge reaction to them, clearly, because I've eaten them every day. Like, that was my great source of protein in the morning,
right?
Because my nutritionist told me I need to eat more protein.
You do?
So,
yeah.
I make my eggs. They're quick. They're easy. So, I, like, did a little digging, and it was like, okay, you know, some people, of course, have extreme reactions, life-threatening reactions. I don't.
Yeah.
Other reactions, and it went down the list. And the one thing that stood out to me... Runny nose.
No.
Yes.
Okay, Robin's nose is always running. Like constantly, like 24/7, it never stops. And it's borderline annoying.
It's extremely annoying.
No, as your friend, it's annoying.
I know it's annoying. I know. Like,
yeah.
People like, around me like, oh my God, stop. Because like, first of all, it's like not the most sanitary thing.
No.
Because I'm like wiping my nose, and I'm sanitizing my hands.
Right.
And then I'm always stopping what I'm saying. Oh my God, I got to wipe my nose.
So have you stopped? Eating eggs?
I have not. Right. So I stopped eating eggs.
But did your nose stop running?
It's not running as much. But and you know, it's crazy. Okay. So it's not running as much. Eggs are in mayonnaise, clearly, right?
Yeah.
So the other day I was eating one of the healthy fresh meals that we get.
Yes.
The ginger salmon. Do you ever get that?
Love it.
Okay. So you know the cup.
It's like a Chipotle type mayonnaise.
It's mayonnaise based.
Yeah.
I was eating that with the sauce.
Okay.
And my nose
started running.
Started dripping.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I'm so upset.
No more eggs for you.
So upset.
Okay, by the way, Healthy Fresh, we love them.
Yes.
And a little shout out to them really quickly. Robin turned me on to Healthy Fresh.
Yep.
Over a year ago, maybe?
Probably. Yeah.
And they're locally based, so, you know, DC, Maryland, Virginia. And all their stuff is like fresh foods, locally sourced, all the good things. They'll drop off the meals once a week to your house Sundays.
Yep.
And I've been getting it. And I freaking love it. Like, it's, all of their food is, like, really, really good.
Yes. All the food is good. It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's fresh. Like, it doesn't... I've had other meal delivery services.
Yeah, me too.
Where I just, like, I couldn't do them.
Right.
Like, I did not like them. But I really like healthy, fresh meals. What was I going to say?
It's a woman-owned business,
yes,
which I love.
Woman-owned business.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, you know, if I love the variety. Like, they have staples, of course, and then that are there all every week, right? Uh-huh. The chicken, the steak, the salmon. But then they have variety, and I love those too. And I love their salads.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's been really good. So
little shout out to them.
Them out.
Is it Healthy Foods?
HealthyFreshMeals.com.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's perfect for me for lunchtime, because I always felt like lunch was like really annoying. Like, trying to figure out what you're going to eat for lunch.
It is.
Was annoying.
And to have something in the house, love.
Right.
Yeah.
And you just pop it in the microwave for like 2 minutes. Okay. So that's my shady moment. I found out that I'm allergic to eggs.
Eggs are shady.
It's so shady. The other things, I'll just go down before we get to yours. The other things I had sensitivities to were almonds, beans, like green beans, kidney beans.
Okay. Farting. Yeah. Big farts.
Walnuts.
Uh-huh.
Pineapple.
What's your pineapple always makes me feel weird.
Yeah, does it?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's very acidic. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, these are all things that I eat, which is like really annoying to me.
Yeah.
Really annoying.
So good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go back to something else. Some bad food.
I know. Right. I'm like, I don't know what to get my protein in now for breakfast. I mean, I do my Greek yogurt, but like.
Oh, boom. You have to figure out. Well, I also supplement with protein powder.
Yeah. Yeah, protein shakes. But when it's like cold outside, I don't want a cold.
You can put the powder in your yogurt.
Oh, true.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I put it in my oatmeal.
Oh, okay. Okay. I like that. Yeah. I could do that. I might have to do that.
See, look at me. Carly says pancakes.
Okay. Well, hey, anyone have breakfast ideas that don't involve eggs and
then
have good protein?
Yes. Send us an email. Send an email. Definitely. Okay. Mine is very short. So my shady moment is very short. So, and I told you a part of this. I went out of town, came back into town, and my wood floor in front of my refrigerator was like bubbling.
Yeah.
Or not bubbling, but it was like something's wrong here.
Yeah.
So I thought like the kids. Warped. It was warped.
Yeah.
I thought the kids left water on the floor and they didn't clean it up. And I was screaming at them. I was like, y'all are the worst kids ever. I don't even know why I gave birth to y'all. I wish I could send y'all back to wherever y'all came from. But they were like, Mom, what happened? Anyway, long story short, I called my contractor to fix the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, Giselle, it's the refrigerator. Mm. So he pulls out the refrigerator and so I have water. Do you have water from your refrigerator?
Mm-hmm. Like you can get water
from your, yes. Yeah. That pipe was just spurting out water in the middle of it, like somebody put a pin in it.
That is wild.
Very wild. So,
like, did you move your refrigerator around?
Nothing.
Like, why would that happen?
And I asked him, I was like, and this is going to be real bad, but I asked him, I was like, how does this happen? He was like, well, you know, some of this stuff is made in China.
Right.
And I was like, dang, like, horrible for the Chinese people, but whatever. So he like temporarily fixed that. Just to get it to stop.
Yeah.
And he had people come to like, you know, bring the whole humidifier, get the,
water
moisture out, cut out the drywall behind my refrigerator to throw that away so we can, you know, redo that. So he was like, all right, I'll have people come over tomorrow to redo the drywall.
Mm-hmm.
That was a week ago.
Mm-mm.
This is where the shady part comes.
Mm-mm.
Mohammed. That was a week ago. Okay. I'm still waiting for my drywall to be fixed.
Look, that little project is not going to be lining Muhammad's pockets. So
no, it's not. But I'm going to pay him. I am going to pay
him. You're
going to
pay him. But
I'm not going to be like, you know, thanks a lot with a high five.
Of course
I'm
going to
pay
him. But nothing compared to what he's probably making on like bigger projects.
Sure. Okay. This is a very teeny tiny project, but it needs to be done.
Yes.
Okay. So my refrigerator is in the middle of my.
It's pulled out.
It's pulled out. It's like in the middle
of
the
floor. But it's still working.
Yeah, it's still working.
Okay.
So.
And then what about your floor? Did you replace your
floor? We got to get the drywall done first. Then we'll do the floor. That's the, what do you call it? He laid out
the
we were going to do.
Okay.
That's the plan.
That sucks. It's
but today,
something.
The man's coming to fix like the real pipe.
Okay.
Like to give me like a real pipe so that thing doesn't leak again and we're all good to go.
Okay.
Anyway.
Like a steel one or whatever.
So you know what's not shady?
What's that?
Robin?
Mm-mm.
Cowboy Carter. Oh! It's so not shady. But I would love to know how you feel about it.
You want to know how I feel
because,
about it?
Because, okay. You know, I took my time and I listened to it so we could tell the people
yes.
how we feel.
And I did too.
And?
I wanted to make sure that I digested it.
Yes.
That I, you know, gave it a chance.
And if y'all don't know what we're talking about because you live under a rock.
Right.
Beyonce came out with Act Two of...
Renaissance.
Is this the Renaissance Act 2?
Yeah.
I think it's just Act 2. Renaissance was Act 1.
No. The Renaissance is all three. There are three acts in the Renaissance.
Well, but what was Act 1?
That disco album. Like,
disco.
Okay, but that it should be called something.
But isn't, okay, so what are the acts? So Act 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 2
of
is...
Of what? Isn't it of the Renaissance?
Okay, well, we know 2 is Cowboy Carter.
I don't know. Okay, well, there's three acts.
Three acts. 1 was Renaissance, 2 is Cowboy Carter.
Right.
Okay, and?
The country music, the country album. So yeah. As you know, I was not thrilled when she announced the country album.
Yes. Because you're a hater.
No, mm-hmm. I'm not. I am a realist.
Okay.
I love Beyonce, but I'm a realist. And that Texas Hold'em song was booty cheeks. Okay.
What does booty cheeks mean?
It sucks.
It wasn't good?
It wasn't great to me. It was just like, I didn't like it, okay? And I'm not the only one that didn't like it.
Okay,
I'm going to tell you that
now. I liked it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So Texas Hold'em came out. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about an album full of songs that sound like Texas Hold'em.
Okay.
Okay. Thank God. And this is, Beyonce always does this. Uh-huh. She always puts out like the wackest song as the teaser for the album. You know what I'm saying?
In your opinion.
Okay, in my opinion. She puts out the wackest song as the teaser for the album, and then the album comes out, and you're like, oh, okay, this is different
so
than
we
what
like.
I expected.
Okay.
So I listened to Cowboy Carter, and I actually really like it.
What? Boom, 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 boom. Robin is giving Beyonce some credit? Some praise?
Yes.
Some high marks?
Yes.
Scale of 1 to 10, what are we rating this?
8.5.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
8.5.
Okay,
I was prepared for my rating.
Okay.
One of the kids asked me, I said, let me get it together.
Yes. Okay. 8.5 is good. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
I don't have a favorite yet.
Okay.
I need to see. All right, this album, there's not one song that like really stands out above the rest, in my opinion. I think most of the songs are great.
Are great, right. I like Ya Ya.
Yeah, see, like you say, yeah, I can't even tell you what that sounds like.
She's like,
ya,
ya, ya, ya.
Okay,
yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And then I like the one with the guy, it's towards the end.
Yes, Shaboozy.
Yes.
The guy's name is Shaboozy.
Yes, that one's really good.
I love him.
A little Miley Cyrus, y'all.
I love that one.
I've said before I love Miley. Like, so she's amazing.
I never paid attention to Miley. I never liked, like, I don't know, whatever her like popular songs were, I never really liked them.
Yeah.
But she sounds amazing on this song.
Yeah. Because she talks like this. She's got that singing voice.
Yeah. That was a nice duet.
Yes.
I really like that song. I mean, I like most of the songs. I think it's versatile.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily, it definitely is a country album, but all of the songs don't feel
like,
country.
Right. You know, like it's not slam in your face country.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of them are.
Yes.
But most of them, I think, are country inspired, but then they also have a little tinge of soul,
right?
Rock.
So, in other words, let's do away with the genres. Let's just put out music.
Well,
is what she's saying. Like, just be a lover of the craft, the art.
But I mean, you know what? I think it makes sense to kind of not be all over the place. You know, so if she put out an album that like had, you know, something, a pop song, a hip-hop song, yeah, a rap song, R&B song, a country song. Like,
What's wrong with that? I would love that. And it says that...
That's why you make a playlist.
Okay, true.
I don't know. I just think, and maybe for the artist, for them to be able to focus on what they're doing at that moment, like, you can focus on that one style of music, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. But I can say when you reflect on Beyonce as a musician...
Yeah.
She is extremely versatile.
And she said, don't put me in a goddamn box.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And if it's country today, it's country today.
Right. No.
And if tomorrow is gospel,
yes,
there it is.
Right.
So
speaking of tomorrow, what do we think Act 3 is going to be?
Okay, wait, no. But before we even talk about Act 3, can we talk about what I'm wearing this summer? This summer, I'm wearing cowboy boots, booty shorts, and my hat, and what do you call it? Tank tops.
Okay, so you're going Western.
For the entire
you're going
summer.
Western.
Booty shorts. With my butt cheeks hanging out.
Okay, you already do that, but okay.
My little cowboy boots. I have several pairs.
Okay.
And my little tank top and a hat. I gotta get several hats.
But like you're I think for you, like this is exciting for you because you were born in New Orleans, right?
Yes.
You,
families from Houston, Texas. Yeah.
Families in Texas. So you like that's like
yes,
kinda in you.
Well, Beyonce's always like doing the whole, tribute to Giselle. She doesn't know it, but she does always pay tribute to me because she's a Creole girl.
Yeah.
And
her middle name is
that.
Giselle.
Her middle name is Giselle. She's really like singing for me.
Right. She's representing you.
Because
representing
I can't.
Yes.
Nor can I do all those dances.
Yes.
So thank you, Beyonce.
Yeah.
For doing it for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think she really did her thing on this album. It just is very mature.
I'm so proud of you, Robin.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I'm not a hater. I'm a realist.
You are? Like,
yes. And it's not, but it's not one that, like, Juan and I were taking our walk and I put it on and he was like, can you turn this off? So like, he wasn't really feeling the country vibe, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Like for me, it's just more like, okay, you're driving in a car, you listen to something that's just kind of like chill, but has a nice vibe to it.
Yeah.
And it's extremely versatile. And like I said, her career itself is versatile.
Oh, so right.
Act 3, like what is she doing in Act 3?
The prediction is she's going back to
Destiny's Child?
I don't believe that. Okay, so Act 1 is Renaissance. Act 2 is Cowboy Carter. We think Act 3 is Destiny's Child. I think it's going to be...
So maybe it could be a Destiny's Child album.
I'm here for that. I'm here for Destiny's Child. Is Michelle ready for that? Is Kelly ready for that? Like, because, Beyonce do it right.
Right.
She don't play no games.
I mean,
she don't make no mistakes.
I think they are. I recall... when Beyonce did Coachella and they came out and it was like...
Oh, they were fantastic.
Yeah, it was like they never
left.
But
that was one song.
Yeah, they...
They did one song.
They could do it.
I think they're ready. Think they're ready? Listen, they got time. They got time to get ready.
Do they? The way Beyonce moves, I don't know if they
have
time.
Well, no, Cowboy Carter, I'm sure she'll go on tour with the Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, that's true.
And let me tell y'all something.
So they have a year.
Make sure you, whenever, if she does do it, and she puts out tickets, make sure you, wherever you decide to buy your ticket... You put in like a level of like you got to see with everybody's hat because everybody will have on a cowboy hat, right? So you got to be able to see around.
So don't be
the hats.
On the floor.
Oh yeah, you probably don't want to be on the floor. No, so you probably want to be up a little bit because you got to see around the hats.
Yeah,
because I will have on probably my hat gonna be huge. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, but I do have tea. Somebody that we know.
Yeah.
Knows a glam person.
Okay.
For someone in Beyonce's crew. And they said they're preparing for a tour.
Yes.
I thought a Las Vegas residency would have
Las
been
Vegas
perfect.
Las Vegas can't hold Beyonce. Las Vegas is way bigger than
I can't imagine packing a stadium for Cowboy Carter.
Yes, she
although can. Although the numbers that this album did are like far more than a lot of other numbers.
She breaking records, breaking
okay,
necks.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just watch the movie. I'm not going to the tour.
I'm be all up in it.
I'm not going to the
Now
tour.
Listen, we did go see Nicki Minaj.
We did. Yes, Nicki came to D.C. She was at Capital One Arena.
She was. And she was like, boom, 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 bang, bang.
Super bass.
Yeah, she did all the things.
Yes.
And she's a really sweet person.
She's so sweet. So let's backtrack.
Yeah. Like, okay, back it up.
Yeah. The girls and I, we were like, hey, well, I reached out to the girls, Giselle and Ashley.
Cherise,
Mia, NECA. And I was like, hey, Nicki's coming to town. Y'all want to go?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, let's get tickets. So I started looking for tickets and we couldn't find six tickets together.
Right. Because it was sold out.
Yeah, because it was very much sold out.
Yeah.
So I slid in Nicki's DMs.
Mm-hmm. Slid. Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, girl.
How you doing?
I see you killing it on tour.
Yes, you are. Looking
yes.
good.
Mm-hmm. I said, look, me and my girls from RHOP, we're trying to... we're trying to purchase some tickets together, but yeah. I can't find six good seats together.
do your people have six, you know, access to a group of tickets together?
Yeah, squeeze us in.
Yeah. She said, oh, girl, I love y'all. I thank y'all for your support. You don't have to pay.
Yeah.
Here's my guy. Hit him up. He'll hook you up with tickets and passes and blah, 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 and all that type of stuff. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, that was amazing. Like, she's on a freaking tour. And actually, the fact that she even, like, was able to, like, see my message in her DMs to even respond to it.
But Robin, we know she loves you. So like she's always every day she's checking. Did Robin DM me? Did Robin DM me? Oh, she DM'd me.
Yes.
And she like hooked us up with tickets. Like we had tickets in three different sections.
Yeah. We
which
did.
Was very nice.
Yeah, we had a suite. We had tickets on the risers, like by like the soundboard.
Yeah.
And then we had seats kind of like in a section like right to the side of the stage.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, I hit up her guy and I was like, hey, we trying to come to the meet and greet. We want to say hi.
Which she doesn't have a meet and greet, by the way. We were the meet and greet.
Right.
And he was like, cool.
Right. He's like, Nikki would love to see you guys. We'll come get you after the show. So her people came and got us, took us backstage. And yeah, it was more than a meet and greet.
Okay, so wait. So let's back up. Nikki got off stage, finished the show at like 12:30 in the morning or at night.
Yeah.
Which we all know is way past my bedtime.
Yes. All of our bedtime.
And Ashley's bedtime. Yeah. And Ashley was like, I got to get the kids in the morning. So we went back. We went back. There was like a step and repeat. So she came out. We took pictures at the step and repeat, which was really nice. And then they said that we were going to go back into her dressing room.
Yeah.
After they confiscated our phones and purses, we could go back into the room, which is fine. I get it. But I don't have anything in my purse that's like a weapon.
Right.
Except lipstick or whatever. And so we just like hung out and like chilled out with her.
Yeah. Yeah. We went in her dressing room. She had, you know, nice little like seating area and we just chit-chatted, girl talk. Yeah,
it was nice.
It was cool. It was like we were just like a nice little group of girls.
Yeah.
Chit-chatting. So it was fun to catch up with her. The show was a lot of fun. 50 Cent came out.
Yes. And Monica.
Monica, the R&B singer, came out. And Nikki, you know, sang all her hits. I love Nikki's music. So
she was absolutely amazing. And so we appreciate you, Nikki. Gag City Tour. Get into it. Get your tickets. All the things.
And she really did smell good. I kept saying, you smell so good.
Yes. Nikki really smells amazing. And she said she wears, it's her perfume.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't, is that Pink Friday?
She said Pink Friday too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I wasn't aware that she had a perfume.
Well, guess who's not going on tour?
P. Diddy?
Sean Puffy Combs.
Okay.
He will never be on tour again.
Woo! No, he's on tour on his private plane.
Now, that private plane has been
from
grounded.
Island to island.
I think that's been grounded. It gets worse and worse every day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is really sad.
Yes. It is. It's really sad.
Well, it's not. It's disturbing.
It's scary. It's actually... I feel bad for anyone that was connected to him in that type of way, like where they were taken advantage of or felt the pressure to give in to everything that was around them.
Right.
Of course, we don't know what's true.
Exactly. And what's we were not in the room. We don't know if it's true, not true, whatever.
Right. But you can go down a rabbit hole on, you know, YouTube and learn a lot about a lot of people's different stories. And it's really scary, really sad that he seems to have used his power that a lot of these men in the industry do, you know, down from the Harvey Weinsteins and the Jeff Epsteins and all of that.
Lord.
To take advantage of people and get what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to have two houses raided in one day is...
I thought it was three, no?
Miami...
L.A., was a New York one rated too or no?
Maybe I don't know.
Who knows? That's why I'm like, you hear stuff. I don't know how true it is.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. And it's like, ooh, that Cassie lawsuit just opened a can of worms.
Ooh. And so apparently she's working with the feds and like giving them information. That's a lot. I really feel horrible for his daughters.
Yeah.
And, you know... praying for the daughters.
Yeah, I hope the daughters stay off of social media and all 100%. Types of media. But I'm like, well, what were the feds looking for? And I guess from what I understand, like the people have said, like he has recorded a lot of things stuff, that happen in his parties, house or uh-huh. with people. And so I guess they're looking for the digital
evidence to,
you know, kind of support what he's done. But yeah, he's probably a little stressed right now.
He's a little stressed. Okay, can we get back to Nikki really quickly? Because I know that we forgot something. Guess who we saw at the Nikki show?
Oh, I know.
Okay, so we see this guy. He's like walking around, like he's backstage and he's like on the risers with us.
Right.
And he like looked familiar.
Yeah, he looked familiar. He was like short and buff. And I'm like,
yes.
Who is that guy?
Right.
And I don't know why Ashley knew who this
Ashley
guy was.
Ashley Darby knew who he was because Ashley is a dancer, or she thinks she's a dancer. Ashley,
why?
No, Ashley was calling out when we were backstage. Were you there? I think he had gone to the bathroom. One of Nikki's dancers came out and she was like, hi, Carmelita, or hi, so-so. Oh. Like she called out her name.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, Ashley, how you know this girl? She's like, I follow her on TikTok.
Oh.
So Ashley's into like following
the dance
dancers
world.
On TikTok. Yeah.
Got it.
So she said, that's Casper. What's his last name?
Casper Smart.
I thought his name was Casper Short.
That's because
he is
kind of
short. No, Casper Smart. Okay, so if y'all don't remember who that is, that is Jennifer Lopez's husband number.
No, I don't. They weren't married. But they dated.
They were engaged?
I don't even think they were engaged.
They never got married?
I don't think so.
Oh,
remember, she dated
you know
the other Chris Judd.
Chris Judd.
Yes.
So she just dated.
She married a waiter first, Owani Noah. Then she married the dancer, Chris Judd.
Yeah.
Then, of course, it's like.
Where does Casper fit into this?
Right. Which one was he in between? He was one of her dancers, I think.
Yeah.
And they dated for a while. And apparently.
Apparently what?
They broke up because he cheated on her with a transgender.
Okay, I can't. We're moving on.
That's what I read.
Moving on. Okay, so I did want to talk about right now, like women's basketball is taking over.
Oh, yes.
And I did not see the game that everybody watched.
Because we were at the Nikki show.
Oh, it was that night?
Yeah, it was that night. It was on at the bar when we were waiting, when we were at the restaurant.
Yeah, I was not paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay, so but 12.5 million people.
Yes, 12.5 minus Giselle. Yes.
Minus Giselle, yes, watched it, which is more than the guys, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that is an absurd number, especially for women's basketball.
Like, really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I freaking love this.
Yes, it's awesome. And it's great because it's not, you know, I know where there's a lot of focus on Caitlin Clark.
And Angela.
Angel Reese.
Yeah.
And those two will be gone next year. But there's so many other young ladies that are amazing that can carry the torch and keep it going. I think it's so awesome. And I think, you know, I know you're not like into like sports or basketball as much as I am, right? So I'm very in tune with the basketball world. And I think there's the one thing that maybe sets the girls game from the, are they women? Do they call them women's basketball in college? Yes.
Yes, women.
Yeah, yeah. I know, because like high school, it's like boys and girls.
Okay.
So, okay, women's and men's basketball game. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the one thing that I think that sets women's and men's basketball apart is that the women stay for 4 years. The men, for the most part, you know.
Because Angel's leaving.
Angel's leaving. Yeah.
Is she a junior or a senior?
A senior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's played for 4 years. So these girls had the option to stay an extra year because of that COVID year.
Oh.
Everyone got an extra year
because
of COVID.
Yeah.
So she had the option to stay one more year and play. But she's choosing to go to the WNBA. So in women's basketball, most of the girls are staying for 4 years to play. They're not jumping around from school to school to school. In men's basketball, you have these guys that go to college for 1 year and they're gone.
Yeah.
Or they're there for 1 year and they go to the next school and the next school. You got guys that have gone to three different colleges. And
oh, wow.
So you don't have that as much in women's basketball. So now we're able to really connect with these players and watch them grow and watch their teams battle it out year after year.
I love that.
And the women are super talented. I mean, I don't know if you've ever watched Caitlin Clark play, but
I heard she's like
Steph Curry for real.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And she doesn't she talk as much trash as Angel?
She's a competitor. I won't say she talks trash. I think she might get like
hyped.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in the trash talk, Angel's trash talk doesn't bother me.
I love me some trash talk.
Right.
But like Angel gets demonized for it.
She
like
does.
They come after her for it.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, you know, she was all upset at her her press conference, and everybody's like, how can you be upset? You're always talking trash. You're talking trash on the court.
On the court.
Yeah, that's right. a different thing than you right. walking down the street talking trash to people.
Right.
She seems like a very nice
girl.
She's
a competitor. You know what I think happened with her, honestly? I think she was built up really high.
Yeah.
And then they tore her down. And I think, especially for a young lady like that, it's a lot all at once.
Yeah.
Like she was really built up. She made a name for herself. All of a sudden, people know who she is. She's getting, you know, NIL deals. And
yes.
she has, you know, over 2 million followers. And people are really hyping her up. And so when you get put this high on the pedestal, and then you have people turn around and want to knock you down,
yeah.
It hurts that much more. It's that much louder.
Yeah.
And it's that much more, you know, I don't know, it just affects her that much more. And she's a competitor. And so, yeah, she's going to be a competitor on the court. But because she's passionate and because she's a competitor, all of the negative noise and the people trying to tear her down, that's going to affect her.
Yeah. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
And just leave her alone.
Yeah. It's just.
I'll take it.
It's really sad. It's so funny, though. When I hear her talk, I'm like, she's so Baltimore. Like I can relate to her so
yeah.
much. Like just, you know, our family members and our mindset and just like how we just approach life. And I'm like, I can relate to her so much.
Right. So if you want to trash Angel, just move it over to Robin. Robin will take her trash for you. Like if you want to just trash her, just give Robin the hate.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll take Angel's hate.
Right. But it's like, leave it on the court. Let the
yes.
other girls, you know, if Angel's going to trash talk, then let the other girls trash talk. But like, she's not on social media trash talking people.
No.
She's not on social media.
She leaves
tearing people down.
No.
She's not, you know, just being a bad person.
Right.
So like, we have to separate the competitor and the athlete on the court from the actual human being that they are.
I think what she and, was it Caitlin,
mm-hmm.
have done is with the numbers and the viewership, they're going to start like an all women's sports network that's in the works. It's going to come in soon. I'm not done.
All right, go ahead.
And there is a, I saw somewhere, I can't remember where, maybe Carly can look it up. All women's sports bar.
I saw that.
Yeah. And they were like raking in the dough.
They called, you know what it was called?
Sports bra. Yeah, sports bra.
Yeah.
How cute is that?
Which is really cute.
Yes.
That's really cute.
So I'm about to open one.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Okay. I mean, I like the thought. I like the concept. I don't know. This scares me a little bit.
Like, it doesn't scare me. We can do it, Robin.
Okay.
Okay, so I saw this post, and it's like the highest paid women's basketball head coaches,
yeah.
right? So Kim
Mulkey. That's the LSU 3.2.
coach. Mm-hmm. Dawn, of course, 3.1. She's a bad one all day long. Yep. Not Robin knowing her stuff. There's Gino
Auriemma.
A man.
Yes, he's the UConn coach.
3.1 million.
Yes.
Vic Schaefer. He is somebody. 2.3 million.
What team is that?
It has a somewhere in Texas. It has like
Texas.
Yeah, Texas. And then there's Brenda Fries.
Brenda Fries at Maryland.
Yeah, at 1.8. Yeah. I think Gino and Vic need to go.
No, why? Gino Auriemma actually, see, you don't know nothing about sports.
No, because they're men.
Gino Auriemma has done so much for women's sports.
Oh.
For women's basketball.
But he has a penis. So I think anybody coaching women should be women. No shade to Gino and Vic. I'm sure they're great people. They need to go.
I mean, I think definitely women should have a more of an opportunity to coach women, and then vice versa. Like,
yeah.
you know, we're starting to see more women coaching, like in assistant coaching positions
yeah.
in men's sports.
Right.
But no, Gino Auriemma is a legend.
Whatever.
You don't know anything about him.
I don't.
One.
But I know that he has a penis.
That's all I need to know. He needs to go.
But he has helped these women win many champions.
But we can have a woman help women win many championships.
We don't have to go.
Because the women have been put to the side for how long? It took 75, 100 years for us to get the numbers that the men have already had as far as viewership is concerned. So, yeah, the men got to go.
No.
Let the women take over.
I disagree.
They got to go.
I disagree.
Gino, you're out of here. Gino, you're getting fired.
I don't know anything about Texas. I do know about.
Gino getting fired. I know that.
I do know about. He is not. Trust me.
Gino, you're gone.
I don't know how many championships they have won, but UConn
and
women.
And he reaps the benefit.
Won. Yeah, but
we need more Dawn Stanleys.
But think about those women's careers that he's influenced.
Another Dawn Stanley could have done that.
Staley, look, you don't even know her name. Look,
Stanley.
Giselle.
Staley.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You Gino, you're out of here.
No, you're not.
I'm reading here.
Gino Arias is going nowhere. He's going nowhere.
All right. So the sports bra bar made $1 million in the first 8 months.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm opening up one. I got to get into this.
So I guess, my thing is, okay, once women's college basketball is over, okay, you have the WNBA season that begins. I guess there are women's soccer leagues maybe that, like, I'm just trying to think what sports will sustain the Women's Sports Network, the women's sports
We're going to get in there. We're going to do like mud wrestling or something.
Pickleball?
Yes.
Mud wrestling.
We're going to do pickleball. Mud wrestling. Yeah. We're going to add to all of this sports bra situation. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Shikari Richardson just signed a deal. Do you know how much her deal is worth?
It's like $20 million?
$20 million with Nike.
Good for her.
So it pays to smoke weed.
Right.
It pays to smoke some weed. Right. Matter of fact, Rob, you got some weed on you now.
No,
let's just light it up.
I smell some in this studio. So,
we high as a kite right now. This studio we're in, baby. Just the residuals. Rob and I are high as shit
contact.
Right now. Okay. So I'm so happy for her because that's just like, you know, she couldn't perform. I mean, she couldn't run in the Olympics.
She was
so super sad.
People,
she was trash. Everybody talked about her nails, her hair, her this, her that. She's ghetto. She's this. Yeah, she signed a $20 million deal with Nike.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let me get to smoking my weed.
No, girl.
Baby. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We love y'all so much. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.